The unemployment rate dropped last month as new job creation was relatively strong across many, but not all, industries and sectors. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on November 2012 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate edged down 0.2% to 7.7% in November. A year ago, it was a full point higher, and November's 7.7% unemployment rate is the lowest it has been in almost 4 years. The drop in the unemployment rate was due to the labor force contracting by 350,000, and while there were slightly more than 120,000 fewer employed persons, the number of unemployed persons declined by a greater amount, almost 230,000, and the group of those not in the labor force expanded by more than 540,000. In other words, although the number of people with jobs declined, the number of unemployed persons declined by a greater number, while the size of the total workforce shrank. And the effect of Hurricane Sandy was minimal, if any, on the national employment numbers. We'll discuss this further in our closing wrap-up. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy had a total of 146,000 more jobs in November than the previous month. This was slightly better than October's gain of 138,000. The number of jobs in the private goods producing sector was down by 22,000 in November, which was in stark contrast to the 18,000 increase in October, which had made up for the 17,000 loss in September. The construction sector took down 20,000 jobs in November after building up 15,000 jobs in October. September was relatively flat with a decline of only 1,000. But manufacturers were also responsible for the goods producing sector's November decline. They dropped by 7,000 jobs in November, and what the durable goods subsector gave up, it was up 11,000, the non-durable goods sector took away. It was down 18,000. Mining and logging started to recover slightly from October's decline of 7,000, with a gain of 5,000 jobs in November. The private service providing sector's performance in November was about the same as in October. It was up 169,000 jobs in November, up 171,000 in October, and up 139,000 in September. Given the time of year, it comes as no surprise that the retail trade sector added almost 53,000 jobs to its inventories, which was slightly better than its 51,000 job gain in October. The professional business services sector added only 43,000 new jobs in November after dialing in 55,000 new ones in October. Computer systems design and related services added 7,100 jobs in November, which was an improvement over October's growth of 6,700. Management and technical consulting services was flat in November after adding 4,400 jobs in October. The education and health services sector added a total of 18,000 jobs in November, with the highly seasonal educational subsectors declining by almost 4,000 jobs. Therefore, the sector's health care and social assistance portion grew by about 22,000 jobs. Home health care services grew by only 300 jobs in November, which was certainly not as healthy as the 8,200 it added in October. And the party continued at a fairly steady pace in the leisure and hospitality sector that grew 23,000 jobs in November, which was better than the 20,000 it gained in October. And the total number of government jobs shrank by just 1,000 last month. In November, the federal government contracted by 5,000 jobs, state governments added 6,000 jobs, and local government was down 2,000 jobs. And now on to temporary help services. Temporary help services job continued to recover from September's decline, was revised to down 10,000 jobs, and grew by 18,000 jobs in November, which was better than the almost 14,000 job growth in October. There were 2,560,400 temporary help services jobs in November, which was 0.7% sequential growth and up 7.7% year over year. The temporary help services sector is off less than 90,000 jobs from its peak in January 2007. And temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was incrementally better at 1.91% in November from October's value of 1.90%. A year ago, it was 1.80%, and 3 years ago, it was under 1.40%. Incidentally, the Federal Reserve Board's Beige Book, which is a compilation of anecdotal reports from throughout the country, reported in late November that some employers facing an uncertain economic future into 2013, mainly dominated by talks of the so-called fiscal cliff, are adjusting the way they are staffing, such as extending the temp portion of temp-to-perm arrangements. November's job report was solid and positive. Fortunately, Hurricane Sandy, quote, did not substantially impact the national employment and unemployment estimates for November, unquote, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, although its effect on state and regional employment won't be known until that data are released near the end of December. There is little disagreement that the fiscal cliff and the issues involved with the negotiations are suppressing new job creation, as employers are taking a wait-and-see attitude before adding new jobs. And there is also little doubt that if the government does nothing and the pre-program changes take place, it would be bad for the economy. But the term, the fiscal cliff, is somewhat of a misnomer. It's really more of a slope. If an agreement is reached within a month or two after December 31st, the downward slide will likely slow and stop, and the economy will return to its current growth trend. It's only a cliff if nothing is agreed upon at all. The timing of those agreements will dictate how far the economy makes it down that hill. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.